Romans chapter 3. What advantage then does the Jew have? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly, because to them the oracles of Elohim were committed. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faith of Elohim without effect? By no means, truly let Elohim be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your sayings, and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of Elohim, what shall we say? Is Elohim unrighteous who takes vengeance? I speak as a man. By no means, for then how shall Elohim judge the world? For if the truth of Elohim has more abounded through my lie to his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather say, as we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, so that good may come. Their damnation is just. What then? Are we better than they are? No, in no way, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, there is no one who seeks Elohim. They have all gone out of the way, they have together become unprofitable, there is no one who does good, not even one. Their throat is an open tomb, with their tongues they have used deceit, the poison of asps is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness? Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of Elohim before their eyes. Now we know that whatever things the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before Elohim. Therefore by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight, for by the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of Elohim without the law is manifested, being testified by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of Elohim, which is by faith of Yeshua the Messiah to all, and upon all those who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of Elohim. Being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Yeshua the Messiah. Whom Elohim has set forth to be a propitiation, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of Elohim. To declare at this time his righteousness, so that he may be just, and the justifier of him who believes in Yeshua. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what kind law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the Elohim of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one Elohim who will justify the circumcision by faith, and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make the law void through faith? By no means, but we establish the law.